Emily and Dr. Jen are on the couch.
I'm Bradley. She's Dr. Jen. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist in private practice in Beverly Hills. Monthly column called Dr. Jen in Los Angeles Family Magazine. And here to answer your questions about relationships. Anything on your mind? 800-987 is the phone number. Jennifer. Jennifer?
The first Jennifer of the evening.
Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
Oh, hi. Okay.
Good.
Like, this is weird. I've never called in on a radio before.
Well, I'm glad we're your first.
And you called the right place, Jennifer.
So you've been diagnosed with herpes.
I was back in 2000.
Okay.
April of 2000. And I have not had an outbreak in 5 years.
Are you taking any medication?
No.
Great.
Okay.
And I had never told anyone ever, like, any partners or anyone that I have ever been, like, sexually involved with in, like, the last 5 years.
That's, which is probably okay if you don't have an outbreak, right?
Well,
or no?
Yes and no. Technically, what they say is if you're not having an outbreak,
you're not contagious.
You probably will not spread it. But the period right before an outbreak is one of the periods when you are most contagious. And sometimes an outbreak can be microscopic and you don't know that you're having it yet,
right,
especially since you haven't had it that long and may not know all of the symptoms. So you can spread it. And that said, also, there are some people who don't have herpes but who are herpes carriers.
Yeah.
And okay. can spread it.
So your question is, should you be telling people?
Well, I actually, my boyfriend of 2 years that I just recently, I told him in December. He decided that since I was the first person that he's ever slept with, that we broke up.
Oh, so, Jennifer, I'm so sorry to hear that.
That just means it's the wrong guy.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, Jennifer, it's really important that you do tell people before you sleep with them, and it's unfortunate, but it is a. It's a good screening mechanism to figure out a good guy who's interested in a relationship with you from a guy who wants to have sex with you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Bradley and I have talked a lot about kind of everybody has a herpes. We had a woman who called us with cystic fibrosis and who wanted to know, like, when in a relationship should I tell someone? And we had someone else who called with with some other disorder. I think it was even like bipolar. And said, when in a relationship should I tell someone?
And then
this?
We have the people that call that have AIDS and don't say anything.
Yes, there was that call.
Yes.
But I think that, Jennifer, it's a good screening mechanism to help you figure out what men are good men and what men are truly interested in you. And it is important that you tell them. Because also, if you sleep with someone, even if you use a condom, and then they end up getting it, you want to know that you have given them a fair warning.
Right. And a chance to exit.
Yeah.
Which this guy did.
And
that's fine.
Yeah, and he wasn't the one for you, but I know that it's an incredibly painful and vulnerable thing to have to share with someone, and I hope that you will continue to do that because it's really the right thing to do.
Bradley and Dr. Jen are on the couch. Monday through Thursday, 10 to midnight. Only on Star 98.7.